If you know that the gates of hell shall not prevail, then why are we living our life like it already has? You can only be alive when you choose to live. You can only be alive in Christ if Christ is alive in you. You can only show somebody the way if you know it. There was a woman that thirsted by a well one day, and Jesus came by to teach her a very peculiar lesson, that though you might thirst for this, I have something better to give you, that when you drink of this water, you shall never thirst again. How many of you know he didn't have it in a thermos to hand to her? How many of you know it wasn't stored in a cooler that the disciples walked around with? How many of you know that it wasn't in a little flask that they sell on TV for $4.95 to give you a great big blessing? I'm talking about a different kind of water that you cannot touch. I'm talking about a water that you don't put in your mouth. I'm talking about a substance that we're living beneath our standards for today. I'm tired of a bottle half empty. I'm tired of a bottle one fourth full. I want to go into the depths of the Spirit, where when I begin to speak to a mountain, it will be moved. I'm tired of living beneath my standard. And if there's anybody that wants to live a full life, give him praise right now. Because here's the reality. Are we ready? You are what you eat. You are what you drink. But you're also what you don't drink. You are what you don't eat. I cannot stress this enough. You don't need another thing to be happy. Just hold on to that one for about 5 seconds. You already have all that you need to be happy. I'm going to give you 5 more seconds. Think about it. But brother, what about that? What about this? What about the way they did this? What about the way that I've suffered that? What about this that I need? What about that that I'm looking for? You already have what you need to be happy. Because if you have Christ, you have the ability to get through it. Revelation talks about a day that will come that the love of many will begin to wax cold. Stony hearts are hard to reach. It says an offended brother is harder to be won than a strong city. If we're going to wait around till people are just complaining all the time before we give them Christ, then we deserve everything they say. If we're not going to give them something that leads them to life. Because my question to you is, if somebody came and asked for bread, would you just give them a stone? Would you give them a serpent when they are in need of something else? Now I'm talking to the 10-somethings, 20-somethings, 30-somethings, and 40-somethings, and 40 and beyond in this place right now. Every time you come in here, somebody might be walking by your well. And my question to you is, which water are you giving them? What are we giving people that sustains them? Because let me tell you what happens. I didn't think I was going to go here, Matt, but nobody else better than me to do it, I guess. If we have a church that's only going 25% of our potential, just very little, here's what happens. We have enough power to let them feel deliverance. We have enough power for people to know that they could make it. But as they go away, they're still thirsty. As they go out, the thirst becomes murmuring. In a week of salvation, it's turned into 30 years of bitterness. I don't want to be a church that only gives them the bottom. Because you know what that means? I've took the rest of that room and put something else in there. Your complaints, your murmurings, you can hide it all you want to from me. And quite honestly, I don't want to know when you're upset. It doesn't uplift me any when you're going to complain about your boss. It doesn't help me when you want to call and complain about your spouse. You might get it off your chest, but now you've just put it in me, and I've got to deal with it and pray about it. We've got too much other stuff that is choking the Spirit. When you have too much weight in your life, you're literally grabbing a hold of the anointing and saying, I have no need of you. Therefore, I have no need of life. And you choke your very potential. Is this good teaching for you tonight? If you want to spiritually grow, you must use faith. One of the most difficult things I ever had to do by faith was to fully trust God with my ministry. And honestly, this journey that we've been going on together has been one of the hardest ones I've ever had. You want to know why? Because it hurts. I'm just going to share. It hurts. It's tiring. It's aggravating at times. I lose sleep sometimes. My heart gets weary, wondering if it's helping, if it's making a difference. You know, as you begin to worry and wonder, your mind travels everywhere, and you begin to lose out on the one simple thing that God gave us to do. It's not always easy. It's not always fun. It's not always glamorous. But friends, being disciplined isn't glamorous. Being disciplined shows you're established. Being rebellious shows you have no discipline. If you walk away from this sermon tonight and say to yourself, I'm just going to do what I want. I don't care what he says. Then you know what you're up to facing? The judgment of God. It goes way beyond just that feeling that you had that one night, that one service. But you'll have to face things for your choices and decisions. And I can't promise you that when you get at the other end of this thing, that you'll be where you could have truly been by following the perfect will of God. Because sometimes when we want to go, God says, wait. When we want to do, God says, don't. When we want to speak our mind, he says, hold your peace. Oh, you're just going to have to enjoy the view. I feel his presence. Sometimes when we want to move out of our house, the Lord says, wait on me. Sometimes when we've got an enemy coming against us, he says, pray and bless those that despitefully use you. Sometimes when we're looking at the situation, it's bigger than we are. And the Lord tells us to do the one thing that doesn't even make sense at all. But God doesn't bless in the natural, does he? He blesses supernaturally. So what would seem like a waste of time is the very supernatural power that you possess to break the rock. I've just simply learned, brother, to be willing. Moses wasn't qualified by speech. He wasn't qualified by ethnicity. In fact, he was sort of out of place where he was. He wasn't qualified by politics. He wasn't qualified by inheritance. He wasn't even qualified by anything other than the favor of God. And if we don't learn to be more willing, then we'll never pick up the stick. We'll never go after the rock. And quite honestly, I don't want you to go another day without using faith. Are you ready to pray for a minute? Close your eyes with me right now. Some of you may have not have ever, or maybe not in a long time, prayed by faith. We ask all the time, but we're going to make some statements of faith tonight. Are you ready? This is something that you can use in your prayer life when you leave out of here tonight. You just humor me. You pray this with me right now. God, you see my troubles. Oh, come on, I know you can do better than that. You see my troubles. There you go. You see my pain. You see the circumstance. And you see the things that I've done. And you see the things I can do better. Father, help me to see the water in the rock. God, I speak to this thing, and I call it to open up unto your perfect will. I believe by faith that help is on the way. Somebody needs to say that again. I believe by faith that help is on the way. Now we're going to speak by faith to the devil. Say this with me. I know I already have the authority and I'm taking it now. Devil, turn loose in the name of Jesus. Oh, I feel him right now. Somebody say, devil, turn loose of my children. Oh, devil, turn loose of my body. Devil, turn loose of my mind. Because by default, I'm anointed. By default, I have faith. And you tell him right now, it is written. Oh, if you believe that God has touched you in this place, get up right now and let the Lord know that you're expecting something to come in an unexpected way. I feel him. I can't stop dancing because I know that somebody is going to come back here next week, maybe tomorrow, maybe Sunday, and testify of water out of the rock. You better go out of here expecting. Let's read a few more verses. You may be seated for a moment, but don't get too comfy. Let's read a couple more scriptures because I want you to know why you have authority. Isaiah 53, verse 3 through 5 says, he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. Oh, if we can't praise him on that, we better go home. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. God, I praise you tonight. Psalm 105:41 says, he opened the rock and the waters gushed out. They ran in the dry places like a river. John 7:38 says, he that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. I'm going to close on this very thought. You can have a stony heart in your spirit if you want to, but if you'll let God smite the things that need to go out of your belly, shall flow rivers of living water. You're looking for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Let the Lord get a hold of that stuff that would cause you to be as hard as a stone, that stubbornness, that pride, that embarrassment, that shame of life, and let him break it apart and bring rivers of living water inside of you. Because you don't have to read scripture all day long to prove you have rivers of living water. I'm glad that's something to be felt. Just give yourself a great big hug right now. Oh, I'm just having a moment right now. You know why? Because I know that I'm loving more than just this body. Because deep down inside of me, when I am broken beyond compare, and I've went as far as I can go, and I've suffered as much as I can, when I've lost all hope in my own life, when my friends leave me behind, when my family leaves me behind, I can hardly do this for crying, when everything else would forsake me, in the deepest depths of my soul contains the very substance that will cause my thirst to bring me life. Water came from the rock, Christ came from the tomb, and the Spirit comes out of you. So, when you go home tonight, or the next time you go by Walmart and you see a 24-pack of Deer Park spring water, I'm not endorsed by Deer Park, I just, first thing that come to mind. I'm not going to get a free case of water for mentioning Deer Park. The next time that you are thirsty, how many of you suffer from a little bit of dry mouth? Dry mouth is uncomfortable. But you know what else is? A life of sin. And you can't escape dry mouth. Because, buddy, once you've got it, the only thing that's going to cure it is some water. The only thing that can cure a life of sin is forgiveness through Christ. As cold waters to a thirsty soul, church, So is good news from a faraway country. Tonight, I didn't come from any far country. I just drove from Knoxville. But I came bearing good news that out of you, by default, you are ready to take this on. But you have to use your faith. I'm talking about even if you just barely get it out, if it's sincere, speak to the things that are not as though they are. Speak to the things that are not as though they are. Tell your sadness that I will be happy. Honor God by being faithful. Because when you are calling something not as though it is, you know what you're doing? You're using the voice of God. He created the heavens and the earth. All that we use and possess to build what we even sit under today. He has kept us all of our lives. And we have not suffered unto blood, my friends. But I'm here to tell you that as wickedness grows greater, have you been keeping up with the news? In unexpected places, unexpected times, tragedy, evil devices are on the way. Just this week alone, I was spared from 5 different car wrecks. 5 different ones. One today was a 6 car wreck. And I literally just came in behind it as it happened. There was one where there was a pile of sheetrock that had fell in the road. And there was already 4 cars that wrecked. And I just barely got stopped up to it. And the one behind me screeched his brakes. And the one behind them screeched theirs. I was spared. There are got to be moments when that which is in you establishes a border. That even when the devil comes to attack you, he can only go so far. With Job, he could only get to the body, but he couldn't get in to the soul. And I'm glad that when the devil attacks us every other way, that out of my belly flows something different. And I'm glad it came out of Iraq, aren't you? I'm glad that I finally got over my stubbornness and pride and what will people think about me? What will my friends think about me? Listen, your friends won't have a say in anything when you have to answer to the judgment. Your family won't be able to help you. You won't be able to get an attorney to be proven innocent. You'll have to answer for what you do. And it's better to have Christ and to walk His way, because the other way leads to where some of the children of Israel could not go. Those that came against him, those that didn't accept God's way out of Israel, never made it to the promise. And friends, without Jesus Christ in your life through salvation, for the forgiveness of your sins, you'll never reach eternal life. You'll never make heaven your home. And I rarely say never. But unless you have Christ, you will never reach heaven. You can try to go up as a thief, and you can say, Lord, Lord. But he'll say, depart from me. I do not know you. So go ahead and stand with us tonight. You know what's coming. Look over at your neighbor and say, thank God he's done. I want rivers of living water to flow out of you. I want you to begin to speak to your problems in a new way. Don't wait till Friday and Sunday to get encouraged to be faithful. He wants you to use this place as somewhere to refill yourself to continue and be faithful out there. Because I've never found that all the faith I use in here is of any benefit to me until I go out there and use it. Because I can feel good and I can dance with Brother Tim and we can enjoy and appreciate the Lord. But when trouble comes my way and not his, I've got to be faithful.